Prince of the Rose by Perry Rowland. In the palace gardens, behind gates and guards, stand statues of men. Stoic saints and marble heroes, draped in rainbows of blooming flora. Lotus and lily and orchids, tulips and poppies and bluebells. A kaleidoscopic spiral, coiling ever inwards. In the heart, the writhing bouquet, the usurper's jewel. Beautiful, strong, haughty, stripped of his armor, his weapons, his pride. Once the heir graciously spared his father's fate, the shimmering blade of the mighty guillotine. But now he begs behind a crimson rose, blooming between white diamond teeth. Cruel stalks coil his form like hungry snakes. Dripping thorns penetrate his quivering flesh. Gaping wounds gasp forth red rivers like sap. And the gates open, and the guards part, and the guests arrive. And his eyes sting, and his body trembles, and a ladybug halo descends upon his head. In the morning sun, flowers blossom from bondage.